Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Bishop Canavan. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a AAWPIAL First Round Boys Basketball Playoff matchup between the Burgerstown Blue Devils and the Crusaders of Bishop Canavan. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah. Jack Sacco is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew for tonight's game. Bill Chapo is our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Jason Tennant is our floor director here at Bishop Canavan, with Cole Keller and Luke Andrasek on the cameras. Bishop Canavan is the number 5 seed coming into tonight's game with a 12-10 overall record. Burgettstown, the number 12 seed. The Blue Devils finished the regular season overall at 16-6. Jack and I will preview tonight's game when we come back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our basketball coverage tonight on WJPA is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Gave you the overall records for these two teams. Bishop Canavan, section champion, undefeated in its section, mentioned 12-10 overall. Burgettstown finished tied for second in its section behind Fort Cherry. Three section losses for the Blue Devils, two to Fort Cherry, and they split their two games with Chartiers Houston. Jack, I guess the biggest storyline for this game is the fact that Bishop Canavan fired its head coach less than 3 weeks ago. That if you're Burgettstown trying to prepare for them and having talked to Blue Devils head coach Brian Maltoni, and we'll get into that a little bit, that's one of the issues he's concerned about tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different team from a coaching perspective. Obviously, you bring in someone from the outside, Aaron McKee, who was not with Bishop Canavan prior to that midseason firing of the previous head coach, and I'm sure he implemented many new things. And these are two teams that have not seen each other. They don't really have too many common opponents, just Carleton and West Allegheny being the only two common opponents between these two teams. So I'm sure Burgettstown is a little bit weary to go off of, base any of their scouting off of those first couple months of the season.
Well, and that's one of the things Brian Maltoni mentioned when we talked just a few minutes ago. Aaron McKee hadn't implemented a ton of new stuff, some in the couple of weeks that he has been head coach, but they've had some off time between the end of the regular season and now, and Coach Maltoni is somewhat concerned about some additional things that may have been put in the interim that they would not have seen on video.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's probably that mystery that probably leads him the most, I'd say concerned more than anything.
And, you know, but he said, you know, he didn't make a big deal out of it, but it's certainly a concern. You know, he just basically said, hey, we got to play good defense and go from there. And that's, you know, that's a fundamental thing that any basketball coach will tell you going into any game.
Absolutely. Yep. Make shots, play defense. That's what it comes down to most of the time. Obviously, there's many different things that go into the shot making and defense, but you know, at the end of the day, that's what it'll all come down to.
Double A boys bracket. This is the first round. Top seed Aliquippa is hosting Nazareth Prep tonight. Sarah Catholic and Chartiers Houston in the 8-9 game at Sarah Catholic, and all the games are 7 o'clock starts tonight. Fort Cherry is playing at Avella High School tonight against Winchester Thurston, and the winner of this game will take on that Fort Cherry Winchester Thurston winner on Friday. Of course, site and time to be determined. Of course, Burgettstown and here at Bishop Canavan, the other half of the bracket, has number 2 seed Greensburg Salem at home against number 15 seed Frazier. 7-10 game is Shenango, the 7 seed at home against Eden Christian Academy. Number 3 seed Northgate is hosting Clareton tonight. And number 6 seed Jeanette is at home hosting the 11th seed Sewickley Academy. So, you know, you can't, and Tom Drakely and I talked about this last night, Jack. Certainly we have seen how things have not gone well for Washington Green County teams so far in the early rounds of these playoffs. Specifically, we were talking about Peters Township, and not that we think this was the case, but that was a team that had, you know, aspirations of making a deep playoff run and got beaten by a good Kiski team last night. So, but you can't, you know, regardless, you can't start, you can't think about what's next. You got to concentrate on tonight, regardless of the matchup. Obviously, you know, Burgettstown playing a higher seed tonight in Bishop Canavan. But if you're Bishop Canavan, again, you can't look ahead to who's next. You know, maybe that's a team you that's from your section, or maybe it's somebody you have a rivalry with. You cannot think about those things because, you know, it'll bite you. It often does.
Yeah, and I'm sure Burgettstown, as a lower seed here tonight, they, I'm sure, have had that thought in their head that, okay, we win this one, we get to see Fort Cherry again. It's most likely see Fort Cherry again, a team that they've faced twice, a team that they lost out the section to. So you're exactly right. Burgettstown, even as a lower seed, I'm sure they have those thoughts, and they need to close them off and focus here on this game here and now, and I'm sure Canavan will have to do the same.
You know, I mentioned this last spring. I think the Avella girls played here in a playoff game, and it was the first time I had been in this gym in probably about 50 years, and outside of the floor, I don't think anything else has changed here at Bishop Canavan.
Yep.
You know, and I personally like these old-style gymnasiums, or, you know, if you want to talk football, same with old-style football stadiums. They have a certain charm to them that, you know, you see less and less of it as the years go by. Should be a good matchup here between these two teams. For Burgettstown, Zach Schrockman is their leading scorer. He's a senior, averages 20 a game. James Lewis, a senior as well, averages 16 a game. Some pretty balanced scoring for Bishop Canavan. They have two players that both average 17 points a game. Jason Cross, a junior, a 6'1 senior, and both Michael Vaughn, a 6'2 senior, both average 17 a game. Happened to see Cross in particular back in the WPIAL football semifinals against Fort Cherry as a wide receiver, and just had a fantastic game. He's just an outstanding athlete. He'll be fun to watch tonight. But also, Jackson Maddox, a freshman, averaging 14 a game for the Crusaders, and Rakeem Hawkins, a sophomore, averaging 13 a game. So that's got to make it, I would think, if you're Burgettstown, a little bit more difficult maybe to prepare. You don't look at one guy and say, you know, we have to slow him down, because there are a number of guys here for Bishop Canavan that can hurt you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that well-rounded attack, I think it has led this Burgettstown team to be stronger down, or the Bishop Canavan team, excuse me, to be stronger here down the stretch. They've been able to win some games. They had a pretty slow start, losing 5 out of their first 6 games, but they got back, stayed the course, and once section play started up, Bishop Canavan started to win some games. And, you know, Burgettstown has been pretty steady throughout the season, but this Crusaders team for Bishop Canavan has gotten hot recently.
Well, you know, and you gotta take that early part, the non-section part of the season, with a little bit of a grain of salt for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you're a team that you know that has postseason aspirations, you know, you're going to schedule up. You're going to play some teams in higher classifications, teams that are going to test you a little bit, teams that maybe expose some of your weaknesses a little bit, so it gives you something to work on. And you're also, you know, while you may have your starting five set, not all teams do. You know, maybe four and five, you've got some competition there. But then you start looking at, okay, as a coach, how do I want to set up my rotation? Who do I want to bring off the bench first? And how do I want to play that as the game goes along, and depending on how deep you want to go down your bench. So a lot of that gets looked at in the early part of the season when you're not playing section games. So you try to get all those questions answered once you start section play.
Yeah, those first few games too. I don't want to say it's not real high school basketball, but it usually those are those tournament games, those invitational games during the holiday season. And as you mentioned, that's kind of a time where these coaches just kind of have to get a feel. What defenses can I run? What situations are these players comfortable in? You have to find that stuff out. And, you know, that's why by the end of these seasons, these teams are just completely different than they were when they started.
We also have girls action tonight on 1450 AM. Woodland Hills, it's 5A girls. The Trinity girls are the number 3 seed. They're hosting number 14 seed Woodland Hills. Tomorrow night, AA girls action, Fort Cherry and Southside area. And Thursday, 6A girls, Pine Richland at Peters Township. So a lot of early round high school basketball playoff action here on WJPA and the WJPA Sports Network and our partners at greensports.net. Happy to bring you all of this action. It's a fun time of year if you're a high school basketball fan or a basketball fan at any level.
Yep, this is when all the seasons start to kind of heat up. You see the post-All-Star break in the NBA start to happen. This is where the March Madness picture really starts to become in focus. And then at the high school level, we have all these playoff games in the WPIAL and then PIAA after that.
Team still loosening up here, shooting around. We're a couple of minutes away from starting time. I'm guessing tip-off might be a little bit after the 7 o'clock announce time because you still got starting lineups to introduce and national anthem to play. So teams are now, at least Burgettstown is starting to make its way off the floor. So we'll be getting the introduction of the starting lineups here in just a minute or two, as well as our national anthem. And it's a good time to remind you that this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Of course, wrestling postseason underway now as well. This weekend on 1450 AM, we will have the AAWPIAL tournament Friday night, and Saturday we'll have the AAA Southern section online at WJPA.com. And, of course, we'll be looking at more high school basketball playoff action depending on what teams advance and when and scheduling and all of that, which we'll know as the week goes on. So now teams lining up here as we get ready for tonight's basketball matchup between Burgettstown and Bishop Canavan. Things are warm in this gymnasium now, and they only will get warmer as the competition heats up, and that's part of the charm of the high school basketball playoffs with so much at stake. And just a note for AA boys, the top 7 in the WPIAL qualify for the state tournament. So you really want to win this game. You really want to get to the quarterfinals, because then even if you lose in the quarters, you can battle your way back through the consolation bracket. And one of those quarterfinalists is not going to make it, but you've got an opportunity you still have your destiny in your own hands, I guess is the best way to put it. So But winning that first game is important. You lose tonight, your season's over. Again, starting lineups just moments away here at Bishop Canavan. And a nice crowd on hand. Stands almost entirely full with the bleachers on just one side opposite of where we are located. Officiating crew set to go. And just waiting for the starting lineups to be introduced here. Glad you're with us on 95.3 FM, WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online at WJPA.com or watching and listening on the NFHS network. Burgettstown well represented. That community takes a lot of pride in its school and its teams. And I know one of the things that they talk about in wrestling, but I think it's really throughout the district. They just talk about how, you know, their teams are homegrown. They don't go out and look for players anywhere else. They take great pride in their youth programs and building to the varsity level. And they offer the, you know, they use the team homegrown, referring to their teams with great pride.
Yeah, well-traveled fandom for Burgettstown tonight. Pretty much 50-50 split in the audience.
We'll get you the starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back at Bishop Canavan, starting lineups being introduced for the Burgettstown Blue Devils. A senior at 6 feet, Carson Talkovic, 5'11 senior Ethan Maltoni, Zach Schrockman, a senior at 6'2, 6'3 senior James Lewis, and 6'3 junior Sam Elich. Brian Maltoni debated his fifth starter a little bit. Wasn't sure when I talked to him a little bit earlier who that was going to be, but once he made his decision, he let us know. For the Crusaders of Bishop Canavan, they will start Rakeem Hawkins, a 5'8 sophomore. Jason Cross Jr., a senior at 6'1. He's headed to WVU to play football. He's a 6'1 senior, averages 17 a game. Jackson Maddox, a freshman at 5'10. Drew Allen, a 6'2 sophomore. And Michael Vaughn, a 6'2 senior, who also averages 17 points a game. We'll be tipping it off here shortly from Bishop Canavan, and we'll be back with the opening tip off in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Players on the court, it'll be Drew Allen and James Lewis for the opening tip here at Bishop Canavan. Double A first round, WPIAL boys basketball playoffs. Ball is in the air and we're underway. Lewis tips it forward. It's tipped around and Allen comes up with it for the Crusaders. Vaughn brings it into front court, goes right side to Hawkins. Allen lost it, but Hawkins gets it back. Back to Vaughn, near corner, then kicked back out to Hawkins. Jumper from the wing for three, high off the back of the rim, out of the hands of Maddox. Rebound for Hawkins. Kick it back out, again, work the perimeter. Vaughn out high, left side to Cross. Cross court to Vaughn, he'll take the three from the wing and hit it.
Yep, right there. Burgettstown comes out in the 2-3. Bishop Canavan immediately goes for the wings. That's a soft spot against that for the defense.
Pass into a little bit of traffic, but the Blue Devils control. Lewis with a pass that's tipped and out of bounds. They say last touched by the Blue Devil, Sam Elitch. Went off three different hands there before it went out of bounds, but it's Crusaders basketball.
Yeah, that was a bit overambitious passing as Elitch was double teamed down there.
In front court, pass to the baseline. And they say last touched by the Blue Devils. Brian Meltoni didn't think so. Jason Cross will inbound from underneath the basket for Bishop Canavan. Kicks it out high to Maddox. Maddox in the corner. Cross, baseline drive. Kick it back out. Swing it to the top of the key. Wing on the near side. Jumper for three from Vaughn wouldn't go. Rebound to Talkovic quickly to Schrockman, who pushes it up the floor. Floater won't go. Lewis with a rebound, put it back up. That won't go either. And with the rebound is Jackson Maddox for Bishop Canavan, and now Michael Vaughn brings it up the floor.
Yeah, those are a couple good looks for Burgettstown, just unable to get either of them to go.
Cross out high for the Crusaders, right side from the wing. Hawkins three won't go off the back of the rim. Rebound for Talkovic, quickly to Schrockman. Schrockman had it stolen away. And Vaughn quickly the other way for Bishop Canavan. Hawkins lost it, retrieves it. And I think, yeah, he went up and down before he put the shot up. So a traveling call turns it back over.
Yeah, that ball got tipped while he still had it, but it never got tied up. And he still came down with it. And that was a pretty clear travel.
So 3-0 early on. Just the three from Cross, the only bucket so far, as we are almost 2 minutes in. Zach Schrockman brings it up the floor for the Blue Devils. Goes left side to Talkovic in the corner. Lewis put it on the floor, kick it back out. Talkovic now back out high to Schrockman. Back to Talkovic. Being guarded closely by Hawkins. Talkovic, though, able to get around Hawkins and put up a runner and score.
Yeah, the step-through floater goes for Talkovic. A nice shot, difficult shot.
Cross looks at a three from the wing off the front of the rim. Nice offensive rebound by Maddox, but his shot was blocked, and back comes Schrockman for the Blue Devils. Gets turned around by Cross and will dribble back out high. Schrockman keeps that dribble going, dribbles to the right side on Cross, kicks it far side. Now just inside the arc, a jumper for three that won't go for Elitch. And the Crusaders with the rebound and quickly back up the floor.
Yeah, Bishop Canavan playing a pressure man right now. They're using that athleticism.
Maddox for three from the near corner. That won't go. Rebound tipped around. Vaughn comes up with it. Cross looked at the three, didn't take it. Now Vaughn gets it back, pulls out, and resets. Vaughn will dribble out near the midcourt stripe. Now to the right side. Out high to Maddox, back to Vaughn. Vaughn with a drive to the basket. He draws a foul. Kind of, that ball got kind of pinned against his body there as he started that drive, but he drew the foul.
Yeah, it was lots of contact there. I mean, it certainly was. You're exactly right, though. The ball was kind of oddly kept in possession.
Sam Ehlich with the foul. A couple of free throws here for Vaughn. First one, in and out. 3-2, Bishop Canavan leads. 4:42 to go in the opening quarter. Vaughn with a second free throw on the way. And that one's good. Schrockman will bring it up the floor for the Blue Devils. Down by a pair early on. Talkovic left side. Gets a screen. Then dishes off. Lewis spins at the high post into the lane with a shot that's up and good.
Yeah, tough finish for Lewis. He had Allen at his feet. Allen kind of slipped in defense there, and it led to the Lewis bucket.
Tied at four, midway through the first quarter. Pass underneath, cross between a couple of defenders, turns, dishes underneath to Allen, who lays it off the glass and in.
Yeah, the spin from Allen kind of got him lost in the middle of that zone and led to a pretty easy layup.
Talkovic being hassled by Hawkins, gets it to Lewis. Lewis out high, puts it on the floor, cross took it away from him, and he's back all alone, and he'll just lay it up and in.
That's great defensive feel from Cross, knowing just when to come over and help and swipe that one away.
Schrockman dribbles right side, gives off to Ethan Maltoni. I think that might have been the first time Maltoni's touched the ball in this game, being in there from the get-go. Lewis, right side, gave up the dribble, gets it back out high to Schrockman. Schrockman dribbles left side, gives back to Lewis. Pass was behind him, but he was able to retrieve it. Left side, Schrockman for three. Too strong, missed the rim, off the glass, rebound, and back comes Allen for Bishop Canavan. Pulls up in the lane, kicks it back out to Vaughn. Vaughn directs traffic. Goes left side to Maddox. Back to Vaughn, free throw line cross. Splits a couple of defenders. His pass down low, intended for Allen, was stolen away by Lewis. Lewis brings it up the floor, almost lost the dribble a couple of times, and was eventually gathered in by Maltoni. Now Schrockman has it. 8-4, Bishop Canavan leads. 2:35 to go first quarter. Schrockman underneath to Lewis in the lane, battling, trying to create a shot for himself. He does, off the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Allen with a rebound. Allen the other way for Bishop Canavan. Spins inside the arc, kicks it back out to Vaughn. Now Cross, top of the key. Cross with a dish to Allen, driving to the basket, off the glass and good.
And Canavan just moving it very well, moving the ball, creating some open lanes, and they're taking advantage.
Bishop Canavan with a 10-4 lead. Burgettstown wants a timeout. 2:08 to go, first quarter. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Bishop Canavan after the Burgettstown timeout. Blue Devils down by six. Burgettstown with a basketball. Schrockman brings it up the floor, goes right side, and knocked out of his hand and out of bounds by Drew Allen.
And Bishop Canavan's pressuring the ball very heavily, not giving these dribblers much space to operate.
Dalkovic takes the inbound, goes left side to Schrockman. Schrockman pulls back out near the midcourt stripe. Left side, Dalkovic will take the three and hit it. Carson Dalkovic with five. Blue Devils back to within three.
And that was a long-range three. Few steps behind the line.
Front court, Hawkins goes into the near corner. Now Cross takes a pass down low, dishes underneath to Allen, high off the glass, shot won't go, but he drew a foul. A lot of traffic underneath. That's Sam Elitch picking up his second. So Parker Romas comes to the scorer's table to check in as Allen goes to the line to shoot a pair. First one good, he has 5 points. So now Romas checks in for Elitch, who sits with the two fouls. Romas, a 6'2 junior. Second free throw for Allen will not go, but Cross with the rebound puts it back up. That won't go. Gets it again and puts it up and in. Check that. That was Allen with that second follow. And he has seven.
Yeah, Burgettstown just not doing a good enough job on the offensive glass, not boxing out.
Maltoni dribbles to the corner. Tries to get it back outside, does so to Gerald Cox, who's in the game now as well for Burgettstown. Dribbling back out high is Schrockman. Guarded by Hawkins, and now Allen comes in to help out. Allen with a little bit of a bump. Blue Devils wanted a foul, didn't get it. Runner too strong, ball loose on the floor, and diving on it is Cross. And we get a held ball call here.
That was a quick whistle. I'm not even sure anybody from Burgettstown even had a hand on the ball before they blew that whistle.
Arrow to Burgettstown. So Blue Devils will inbound underneath the offensive basket. Ethan Maltoni to the inbound. Blue Devils stack everybody and then break out of that. The ball is tipped and stolen away by Vaughn on the inbounds. Vaughn quickly to Allen. He's going right to the basket, through a couple of defenders for the bucket, and he has nine.
Another strong finish. You can tell Allen has great body control heading to the rim.
30 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-7 in favor of Bishop Canavan. Cox down low for the Blue Devils. Kick it out to Talkovic, just through his hands, and he saves it from going into backcourt. Now his pass is deflected, and we're going to get a foul right at the midcourt stripe. Another look at that Allen basket. You could tell he was going to the basket. There was no question about it. And sometimes defenders can see that and get in and take a charge. Foul there, I believe, was on Hawkins, his first. Schrockman now drives and puts up a runner with a right hand. It's good. Yeah, Schrockman's first bucket of the night. Cross quickly back, splitting defenders, and goes to the basket, but his shot misses. Schrockman with a heave at the buzzer. I'm not sure it would have counted, but it misses anyway. We've come to the end of the first. 15-9, Bishop Canavan leading Burgettstown. Second quarter coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Bishop Canavan with a six-point lead after one quarter of play, and Drew Allen has stood out in this first quarter.
Yeah, 9 points, just really having his way down low. I mentioned earlier Burgettstown not doing a good job on the offensive glass. That 2-3 can often lead to that, as opposed to a man where you already have your guy two box out, but a 2-3 you have to go and find him, and Burgettstown just hasn't been doing a good enough job.
Thing too about Drew Allen, he's only a sophomore, so just envision what he may become in the future. DeMar Olds in the game now for Bishop Canavan to start the second quarter. Maddox, top of the key, Vaughn. Now Olds on the left wing. Back out high to Maddox. Right side, Vaughn. He'll take the three. Wouldn't go. And now Tony with a rebound. Quickly to Schrockman, who pushes it up the floor for the Blue Devils. Gets around one defender, and then I believe it, he was trying to pass it, and Vaughn slapped that out of bounds. So Maltoni to inbound underneath the basket for the Blue Devils. Get it out high, or tried to, but Olds with the steal. Olds goes the other way with a basket and the foul. Looks like Talkovic going to get called for the foul.
Yeah, Bishop Canavan's just really showing off their athleticism and speed. Just a really athletic play to swipe that one away off the throw-in underneath. And Olds just use the speed to beat everybody in transition.
DeMar Olds, a sophomore at 5'8", comes up short on his free throw, but Maddox with the rebound, kick it out high to Vaughn. Left side cross, goes back to Vaughn. Now right side to Maddox. Back out to Olds. Free throw line cross, put it on the floor. Floater in the lane is good.
Second time in the game where Bishop Canavan's gotten a basket off of an offensive rebound on a free throw attempt, where you have an obvious advantage as the defensive team.
10-point lead for the Crusaders. Cross knocks it out of Schrockman's hands and out of bounds. Just a little over a minute in the second quarter. The Crusaders have built a 10-point lead. Blue Devils with a basketball. Schrockman into front court, behind the back move to get away from Cross, top of the key. Schrockman thought about the three, didn't take it. Goes in the corner to Talkovic. Little baseline drive, tried to get a pass through the lane. Unable to control it was Romas, and the ball taken away from him. He tried to go up with a shot, and he just never really had full possession of the ball. Now Vaughn goes into the near corner to Hawkins. He'll put it on the floor once, go back out high to Olds. Now back to Hawkins in the corner. His three too strong. Cross with a rebound. Back to the top of the key for Maddox for three, and it's good. Second three for Jackson Maddox.
Maddox wide open, able to step into that and drill it from deep.
22-9. Schrockman nearly lost it. Goes across the lane. Romas off the back, off the glass, and good, and a foul. First points for the 6'2 junior, Parker Romas.
Their last time down, Romas, if he would have been able to hold on to the ball, he had an opportunity at the rim. It looked like there was a slight opening. This time, he was able to hold on to and was able to make the tough finish through contact.
Foul on Rakeem Hawkins, his second. Free throw for Romas. Won't go. Cross with a rebound. Long pass up the floor. And Maddox takes it, left side of the lane, between a couple of defenders, puts it up and in. Maddox with eight. Schrockman behind the back, and the Blue Devils want another timeout. 5:45 to go, second quarter, 24-11 now for Bishop Canavan, and we're back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Well, things starting to get away from the Blue Devils here, down 13, 24-11, and still 5:45 remaining in the second quarter. And you just bet the talent and athleticism of Bishop Canavan just really showing through here in the early part of this game.
And they've played very clean other than that as well. Not many turnovers, not many mental mistakes. They're just Canavan really playing an all-around game right now.
Now Tony on the right wing for Burgettstown. Top of the key to Elitch. Elitch left side to Schrockman. Schrockman drives to the basket. Underhand shot hit the rim, hit the underside of the rim, and came right back down to Vaughn. And Michael Vaughn walks it up the floor for Bishop Canavan. Goes to Cross. Cross puts it on the floor. Left side to Olds. Now to Vaughn. Near corner Maddox. Underneath to Allen. Allen to Vaughn, who drives the lane, then kicks it to Cross far corner. Too strong, missed everything. Maddox with the putback attempt missed. And quickly, Burgettstown comes back the other way. Schrockman splits a couple of defenders. That shot won't go. And a nice job by Cross to control the loose ball and going to Allen underneath, who lays it up and in. Drew Allen, I have with 11 points now. As Schrockman brings it up the floor, goes left side to Talkovic. Talkovic guarded by Allen, goes to Elitch. Now Schrockman, top of the key, left side. Talkovic for three. Missed, wouldn't go. Elitch with a rebound on the backside. Puts it on the floor once, puts it up, won't go. Ball tipped around, and Vaughn has it for the Crusaders. Vaughn slows things down as he gets back into front court. Sets the offense up here. Goes left side to Cross. Cross to Olds. Olds right side to Vaughn. Looked at the three, didn't take it. Now gives it to Allen. Drives to the basket and scores. And he's unstoppable right now.
And Burgettstown just allowing too many passes to get cleanly into the middle. If you're going to play this zone as Burgettstown has, you cannot allow the ball to get in the middle. That's how you break it.
Lewis with a jumper from the free throw line scores. He has four. Allen at the free throw line for Bishop Canavan goes to cross court to Vaughn. Now in the far corner to Olds. He'll take a three, and everything's going in for the Crusaders.
Yeah, they're making it look easy offensively right now, just moving it around quickly with not much difficulty.
3:20 to go in the first half. Jumper for three from the far corner. Didn't go for Talkovic. He was knocked to the floor. Looked for a foul. Didn't get it. Here comes Allen the other way. His shot blocked by Lewis. And then quickly to Schrockman from Talkovic. And then a foul coming in from behind as Vaughn trying to take it away from Schrockman.
I would have liked to have seen a foul call on that last three-point attempt from Talkovic. Not given really any space to land on that three-point shot. A call that you see more often these days.
Foul was on Vaughn, his first. Schrockman to inbound for the Blue Devils. Gets it into Lewis. Now out high to Maltoni. Schrockman on the wing. Dribbles back out high. Goes underneath on the low block to Lewis. Lewis trying to maneuver for a shot. Does turn into the lane. Schrockman with a follow after the miss. That wouldn't go either. And with the rebound is Eddie Benton, the third in the game now for Bishop Canavan. Maddox for three from the far corner off the back of the rim. Benton with a rebound in the lane. Gets it back out to Maddox. Maddox to Vaughn. Near corner to Cross. Drives baseline. Dishes underneath to Allen. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Put back in. Bucket. 15 points for Drew Allen and a chance to add another as James Lewis gets called for the foul, his first.
I mean, a big-time hustle play, too, by Eddie Benton to keep the ball in the Bishop Canavan offensive zone.
Allen with 15 points at the line with 2:28 to go here in the first half. Free throw rolls around and drops in for Allen. Zach Trockman will walk it up the floor for the Blue Devils. Down 34-13 with 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Pass underneath to Talkovic. Tried almost a reverse layup type shot. Came up short. Vaughn has the rebound. A nice feed there from Gerald Cox. Allen at the free throw line. Spins into the lane. Left-handed underhanded little scoop shot. Wouldn't go. Lewis with a rebound for the Blue Devils. Lewis behind the back as he gets inside the arc. Dish to Schrockman on the baseline, who goes off the glass for a bucket.
Yeah, good vision from Lewis. That was probably the easiest basket Burgettstown's been able to get so far in this ball game.
34-15, under 2 minutes to go, first half. Cross to Benton, right side to Vaughn. He'll go baseline, gets shut off by Talkovic. His pass off the hand of Allen, saved by Cross, but into the hands of Talkovic. And back comes Lewis for the Blue Devils. Schrockman with a minute 25 to go. Goes to Cox, the high post, gives it back to Schrockman. Schrockman dribbles left side. His jumper from inside the arc missed. Rebound hit the floor, and Vaughn has it for the Crusaders.
An interesting shot selection. An off-balance one-footer while contested is not a very high-percentage mid-range shot.
Cross drives the left side of the lane and scores. They have him with six. And Bishop Canavan by 21 as we're under a minute to go here in the first half. Schrockman to Lewis. Hands it back to Schrockman. Drives to the glass and puts it up and in. Schrockman with half a dozen. 19-point lead for Bishop Canavan. Jason Cross, Jr., brings it into front court for the Crusaders. Cross dribbles left side of the lane and gets fouled as he tries to split a couple of defenders. I think now Tony going to get called for the foul there. He is. The way the fans are reacting and putting up signs, I guess that's the 1,000th point for Zach Schrockman.
Apparently is.
So congratulations to him. I'm sure he would hope that the situation would be a little different than it is right now. His team down by 19 with 22 to go in the first half. Jason Cross at the line for Bishop Canavan. He'll shoot a pair. First one rolls around and will not fall. Cross do a second free throw here with 22 seconds to go in the half.
Burgettstown's going to want to get back into this game and have any chance of it. They're going to need to score this last possession here.
Cross makes the second free throw. Schrockman quickly up the floor. 19 seconds to go in the half. Schrockman kind of lost that dribble a little bit, but able to get it to Lewis. Lewis underneath, pass was tipped, intended for Cox, and Olds has it for the Crusaders. Gives to Allen. Allen stops, kicks it back out to Olds. Still 4 seconds to go. And now Cross will drive to the basket and miss the shot. I'm not sure if Lewis got a hand on that shot, but it misses to end the first half, but a big first half for Bishop Canavan. They lead Burgettstown 37-17, and we will recap the first half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Back here at Bishop Canavan, 37-17 at the half. The fifth-seeded Crusaders of Bishop Canavan leading Burgettstown, and Bishop Canavan outscoring the Blue Devils 22-8 in that second quarter. And, you know, we talked about the balanced scoring before the game, Jack, and, you know, we've seen that play out here in the first half. A lot of talented players on this Bishop Canavan squad, and a number of them have had a hand in building this 20-point lead.
Yeah, four different players with over 5 points, obviously, notably Drew Allen, who has 16. But, you know, Jackson Maddox, he's made some plays. He's hit a couple three-pointers, gotten some offensive rebounds, made some plays on the defensive end. Jason Cross has gotten some steals, and has led to baskets in transition. The game just got away very quickly from Burgettstown in that second quarter. Went into the second quarter with a 6-point ball game. You come out it with a 20-point deficit. Just have to turn things around quick if they want any chance, if Burgettstown wants any chance of winning this game and moving on.
You know, and you pointed out something that there were just too many easy looks and too many passes getting through for Bishop Canavan, and they were doing the opposite on the defensive end. You know, they're not allowing the Blue Devils to pass the ball around, particularly. I mean, you know, around the perimeter, yes, but you know, to try to get the ball inside or you know, angle passes or you know, from one side of the lane to the other, they're just kind of packed in there and they're getting hands on those passes and really making it difficult.
Yeah, Canavan's really doing a good job of pressuring the ball, but at the same time, they're not playing overly aggressive off the ball. And you're exactly right. It has allowed Burgettstown to move it around at the three-point line, but once those shooters or potential shooters get the ball, Bishop Canavan's defenders are immediately crashing out to the three-point line, playing solid defense, not allowing blow-bys, and just on the other end, on offense for Bishop Canavan, it's just they've been able to move the ball pretty much freely in and out of the paint at the three-point line. They've gotten great looks, and whenever you're getting looks that they've gotten, high-percentage looks, and on the other end, you're making it difficult for the opposing offense, it's a recipe for success.
And Brian Meltoni really has his work cut out for him here. If for no other reason than to just to try to, and his players they've played hard, you know, clearly, but you know, you face a challenge as a head coach here to try to keep your team mentally still in the game and still playing as hard as they have played in this first half despite being down by 20.
Anybody who's been in a situation like this understands kind of that, I'm not going to say feeling of defeat, but just that kind of feeling that you have that your season's about to end. And obviously these players don't want that to happen, but that isn't always a positive, as sometimes you start to press too much and try to force things. And I think we saw that with a lot of the turnovers for Burgettstown as that Bishop Canavan run really started to get going. And those things just make things worse. It just errors start to compound, mistakes start to really pile up, and it leads to a situation like this where here on out you're pretty much going to have to play a flawless, completely perfect game of basketball to come back and win.
Yeah, it's a difficult challenge X and O wise for Coach Meltoni, but you know, again, the mental part of the game of keeping your players positive and believing and playing hard the rest of the way. So we'll see how that unfolds. We have girls action over on 1450 AM tonight in 5A, the Trinity girls and Woodland Hills. And at the half, Trinity with a 35-27 lead. Again, we have that game for you on 1450 AM. And, of course, all our games online at WJPA.com. And sometimes we're with the NFHS broadcasts, depending on how that situation works out. So, you know, when we can, we're glad to be there and provide the audio along with the video for those of you watching on the NFHS site. And we've got more action tomorrow. Double A girls, Fort Cherry and Southside area. Again, that is tomorrow night. And looking at that Double A girls bracket, Fort Cherry with a win over Beth Center on Friday, 66-16. They'll face Southside Area. Fort Cherry girls, the fourth seed. Southside, the 12th seed. So they'll meet in the quarterfinals tomorrow. That's an 8 o'clock game at Peters Township, and we will have that here for you on WJPA Thursday night. We'll have 6A girls action, and that will be Peters Township at home against Pine Richland as the 6A girls get started. So keep it here and check our sports page at WJPA.com as things progress through these playoffs. All our upcoming broadcasts of high school basketball and wrestling and spring training Pirates baseball, that their first broadcast is this Sunday. We've got NCAA basketball. You know, Jack, you talked about it as we're nearing March Madness. You know, we have select NCAA basketball games for you on 1450 AM when we can squeeze those in, and those games starting to take a lot more importance for all those bubble teams. And of course, we'll have the full March Madness men and women coverage once those tournaments begin, and we'll have the Selection Sunday show. Conference Championship Week, we'll have select games there, depending on how they fit into our high school schedule. So a lot of basketball coming your way, and obviously the longer these games go, the more importance they take on, the more excitement along with them. So whether it's high school or the NCAA, men and women, we'll bring you a lot of basketball here as winter turns to spring, and a lot of people are happy about that, and maybe nobody more than myself.
And right now, even along with everything we mentioned, in Western Pennsylvania, we have the PAC tournament basketball happening tonight. That one's going on right now. Bethany, the three-seeded Bethany Bison in the women's bracket, lead over St. Vincent 33-24, and then Geneva leads 41-25. That one's at half over top of Allegheny. That's the 4-5 matchup. The winner of that one will go on to face the W&J Presidents. So that's obviously one I'm paying close attention to, is I will have that game on Thursday night in the PAC semifinal.
And, of course, I mentioned it earlier, but high school wrestling tournaments, AAA starting their individual postseason section tournaments this week. We'll have the Southern section online at WJPA.com in AAA. That will be on Saturday. A WPIAL AA tournament Friday night and Saturday from Chartiers Valley. We'll have that here on 1450 AM and online as well at WJPA.com. We are at the half, getting ready to start the third quarter. Bishop Canavan leading Burgettstown 37-17. And we'll keep it here as we get ready to start this third quarter with the Blue Devils trying to find a way back into this game and try to get to a meaningful fourth quarter where they have a chance, but they have their work cut out for them. Just leading scorers in the first half. We mentioned Drew Allen with 16 to lead all scorers for Bishop Canavan. And I have Jackson Maddox with 8 and Jason Cross with 7. Blue Devils, I have Carson Talkovic with 5 points. Zach Schrockman leading the way with 6. James Lewis with 4 as well. As the Crusaders are out on the floor ready to begin the second half. And the Blue Devils make their way out there as well. Burgettstown will start the second half with the basketball. Ethan Maltoni will inbound for the Blue Devils. And we're underway in the third quarter. Zach Schrockman brings it into front court. Gets a screen, kicks it to the near corner. Maltoni for 3, too strong. Rebound on the backside by Sam Elitch. And we get a foul called. It's going to be on Jackson Maddox. Obviously, his first and obviously first foul here of the second half. So the Blue Devils will inbound. Maltoni gets it into Schrockman. Pass to Lewis, cutting to the basket. He'll lay it off the glass and score and draw a foul.
A good ball movement to get downhill. Schrockman with the handoff allowed Lewis to get to the rim. And then there wasn't much contact from Drew Allen, but enough to draw that call.
So a couple of fouls in the first 13 seconds here against Bishop Canavan. Lewis makes the free throw, so he has 7 points. And the Blue Devils have shaved three off that 20-point halftime deficit. Bishop Canavan with the basketball, baseline drive by Hawkins. Shot comes up short. Lewis with the rebound, and Schrockman pushes it up the floor, goes left side and now into the corner. Back to Talkovic from the wing for three. A little too strong off the rim. Rebound for Hawkins. Long pass up the floor for Cross. He'll lay it in for the Crusaders.
A Cross with the basket there. The possession before, he made a great pass. Just a wide open miss.
And an offensive foul as Schrockman came up and dished the ball off to the near corner to Elitch. But an offensive foul on Schrockman. Going to turn it back the other way.
Yeah, it was another solid defensive play from Jackson Maddox, having the awareness to step in and sacrifice his body and take the charge.
39-20. Bishop Canavan leads. Crusaders with a basketball. Vaughn into front court for Hawkins. Slices into the lane. Gets it off to Maddox. Maddox splits a couple of defenders, puts up a scoop shot that won't go. Allen with a rebound, falling away, came up short. And Elitch with a rebound, his pass nearly stolen by Cross. Elitch gets it back and then threads the needle to get it through to Schrockman, who pushes it up the floor. Left side of the lane, jumper for Schrockman won't go. Rebound for Cross, long pass up the floor to Allen. Allen strong to the basket, scores and a foul on Maltoni.
There has been just, even in this first minute and 22 seconds of this half, Jason Cross Jr. has really just made some great passes. That's the third one in that short time, and gets the assist there as Allen gets the and one.
Not yet 2 minutes in. Allen comes up short on the free throw and tipped around, last touched by Lewis, according to the official right there on the baseline. Maddox was battling in there as well. 41-20 for Bishop Canavan. Lob it out to Cross. Cross in the near corner to Vaughn. He'll take the three and hit it. Michael Vaughn with 4 points. The lead is 24.
And Coach Maltoni not happy that there wasn't a call for a grab on that screen that allowed the three to be open.
Pass tipped and stolen away, and then a foul against Schrockman as Allen was trying to go back up court. Second foul on Zach Schrockman. And, you know, sometimes you see games like this, Jack, where the team on the short end, you know, you can sort of tell that they're, I don't know if intimidated is the right word that I'm looking for, but that is not the case here. I mean, Burgerstown is playing hard. They're sticking their nose in there as we get a jumper from Allen for three that won't go. Loose ball in the lane, and Schrockman picks it up, and he quickly comes the other way for Burgerstown. Pulls up, and he draws a foul with the shot that's too strong. It might be on Allen here. It is.
To kind of build off of what you said, you're exactly right. This is a team facing a 24-point deficit in the second half of a playoff game. They're still working very hard and hustling. You usually see in situations like this, well, maybe not usually, but you very often see teams start to, you could tell they're dragging. Not the case here. Just right now, it's just Bishop Canavan's playing a perfect game of basketball.
Schrockman hits one of two free throws. And I think we had a lane violation there. Cross may have been in the lane a little too quickly. So Schrockman will get another free throw. Yeah, Blue Devils are going hard to the basket. And, you know, you're not seeing that body language that you see of teams often in this situation. Schrockman, after the lane violation, makes that free throw. He has eight. It's 44-22. Cross brings it up the floor for the Crusaders. Goes left side to Vaughn. Vaughn down the lane, puts up a shot. Looked like Elitch got a piece of that. Schrockman quickly back the other way, switches hands as cross cut in front of him, but missed the shot. And now Vaughn quickly the other way for the Crusaders. Goes to Allen, baseline drive. Little contact there, but shot missed. Elitch able to rip the rebound away from Allen, and Allen commits a foul.
Interestingly, Burgett's Towns kind of shifted into a kind of a 3-2 that is more pressure-based than the 2-3 they were playing in the first half.
Drew Allen has picked up three fouls in the first 4.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes of this third quarter, so he'll go to the bench. Damar Olds in for the Crusaders. Schrockman, high post to Elitch. Elitch kick it back out to James Lewis, and Lewis takes a bump and a foul going to be called on Jackson Maddox, his second. That's the fifth foul. Fifth foul on the Crusaders. New rule this year, of course, with the five fouls per quarter, and then you shoot two. James Lewis with 7 points. First free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Lewis averages 16 a game. He's got 7 right now. Second free throw, that one short off the front of the rim, and cross back up the floor for Bishop Canavan. Lost the ball, and Maltoni quickly up the floor the other way. Goes to Schrockman, tries to go baseline and then dish into the lane. Ball was tipped loose. Talkovic comes up with it for the Blue Devils. Kick it back out high and then stolen away from Maltoni by Cross. Cross dribbles to the baseline. Kick it back out to Vaughn. He'll go for three from the wing. Off the back of the rim. No good. Lewis with a rebound. Quickly the other way for the Blue Devils. Lewis from far away puts up a runner that won't go. Talking to the official, looking for a foul while play is still going on. And now Talkovic going to take a three from the wing. That's too strong. And Talkovic gets decked. And Damar Olds going to draw a foul there. And that's going to be three foul shots for Talkovic.
Yeah, right there. Olds just did not give any space for Talkovic to land. There wasn't contact with the shot. It just was a case of Olds getting too far inside of where Talkovic was going to be landing.
Talkovic, a senior, 6 feet, 5 points in the game, and the first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. ...44-22, Bishop Canavan leads, 4:42 to go, third quarter. Second free throw for Talkovic off the front of the rim. And again, he was fouled in the act of a three-point shot, so he gets three free throws, but has missed the first two. Third one on the way, and that one in and out. Rebound for Maddox, and now Cross will bring it up the floor for Bishop Canavan. Cross gets it back right side. Drives, then kicks to the near corner to Olds. Olds for three, too strong, missed everything. Cross tips the rebound and then controls it. Looks underneath, kind of a no-look pass there to Olds, but over his head and out of bounds to the Blue Devils.
There was a possible over the back coming from Cross. Just officials would say that they were both going up and there was no reach over.
Schrockman dribbled to the free throw line, had the ball knocked out of his hands. Now Cross knocks it into backcourt on the floor, picks it up, gives to Olds. Olds pass, or I should say Olds from Hawkins. The pass was too hard, but Vaughn has it, and now Bishop Canavan wants a timeout. 4:08 to go, third quarter, 44-22. Bishop Canavan in the lead. We're right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home.
So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
So Bishop Canavan head coach Aaron McGee, and we mentioned it earlier, took over back in late January here at Bishop Canavan. Didn't like what he saw out there, so got a timeout called. His team doubling up, Burgesstown 44-22 as Cross inbounds for the Crusaders and got it right back on a nice pass from Maddox, and Cross scores to make it 46-22.
A well-designed play to get Cross downhill, utilize that speed and athleticism.
11 for Cross. Rockman in front court gives to Lewis at the high post. Now to Maltoni, and then Schrockman at the top of the key. Schrockman goes right side. Talkovic spinning around, looking, finds Lewis right side of the lane, put it on the floor, spin into the lane, little floater with the right hands. Good. James Lewis with 9.
Oh, yeah.
And a traveling call here against Vaughn.
And picking up your dribble in the full court never is ideal. That's the cardinal sin of full court offense, is picking up your dribble, especially when you have no teammates around you.
Ethan Maltoni to inbound, gets it into Schrockman in the near corner, dribbles to the free throw line, looks for help, finds it in Maltoni. He'll spin and give it back to Schrockman on the left wing. Schrockman steps back, takes a three, in and out, won't go. Cross with a rebound for the Crusaders. He'll give it to Michael Vaughn, who will walk it up the floor as we near 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Vaughn dribbles right side. Gave up that dribble, and his pass, I think, off the foot of Lewis and out of bounds. So Vaughn will inbound from underneath the offensive basket. Now they're going to move Vaughn back out to the right sideline to inbound. Gets it into Olds. Olds puts it on the floor. Now gives to Cross. Cross draws a foul as he tries to split a couple of Blue Devils. Foul was on the floor against Zach Schrockman, his third.
Fourth. Now Burgesstown's moved into a man defense. At least they were in that for that last possession prior to the foul.
Inbound to Cross, try to go right up to the basket, was too strong. Olds comes up with the rebound. That foul on Schrockman, his third, team fourth. Vaughn, nice job with one hand to save a pass in the near corner, then puts up a three that won't go. Blue Devils have the rebound. Maltoni gets it and hands off to Schrockman, who pushes it up the floor. Schrockman pulls back. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Pass to Lewis just inside the arc. Lewis now puts it on the floor after getting double-teamed. Now Talkovic near corner for three. Too strong. Missed everything. Olds with a rebound for the Crusaders. And he'll give it off to Vaughn. Vaughn walks it into front court. Goes left side to Hawkins. Hawkins top of the key for Maddox. Right side to Olds. Now to Vaughn. One dribble. Back out to the top of the key. Swing it left side. Olds back to Vaughn. Vaughn out high as the Crusaders slow it down here with under 2 minutes to go in the third. Vaughn drives, kicks to the corner for Olds. His three, in and out. Talkovic with a rebound for Burgesstown. Talkovic takes a bump there from Hawkins. Goes into the near corner. Elitch has it. Gets it back out to Maltoni. He'll dribble toward the top of the key. Cross got his hand on a pass and deflects it out of bounds with a minute 32 to go in the third.
They're not even through three quarters of play. Jason Cross has just seemingly gotten a hand on the ball every defensive possession. He's been a magnet.
So Blue Devils on the inbound. Schrockman at the top of the key, trying to get away from Cross. Dribbles right side. Gives it to Elitch. His three off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Olds with the rebound. Double teamed, but gets it to Maddox. Maddox quickly to Vaughn. Vaughn circles, comes back out high, Cross at the top of the key, dribbles into the lane, kicks it left side, jumper for three is good for Hawkins. his first points of the night. 49-24, Bishop Canavan leads. Rockman dribbles into front court, goes right side, trying to get a screen from Elitch, then return the pass, but guess who? Cross got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. Eddie Benton in for Jason Cross, Jr., for the final 53 seconds of the third quarter. Now Tony gets it into Lewis. Turnaround jumper from the low post would not go. And Vaughn with a rebound for Bishop Canavan. Benton right side. Almost lost it on a high dribble there. His pass is tipped and into the hands of Lewis, who brings it back the other way for Burgettstown. Lewis, left side of the lane, puts up a runner that will drop for him. He's into double figures with 11. 49-26, 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Vaughn looks things over for Bishop Canavan.
I think you're going to see Bishop Canavan try to hold for this last shot.
Vaughn stops top of the key with 11 seconds to go, puts up the shot, and it's a three. So it was close to the line, so I wasn't sure. But it's ruled a three. Blue Devils at the other end launch a three. That won't go as time runs out here in the third quarter. 52-26. Bishop Canavan doubling up Burgettstown through three. Fourth quarter coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
High school basketball playoff action coming to you on 95.3 FM, WJPA Washington, online, WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, and glad to be partnering with the NFHS Internet broadcast for their video tonight as well. Going to the fourth quarter, Burgettstown trailing Bishop Canavan, 52-26. Crusaders with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Cross, left side, Maddox for three. Low, not a lot of arc on that shot, but Maddox hit it. He has 11. Schrockman has to protect the ball from Benton as he gets into front court. Schrockman on the left wing to Talkovic, hands it to Schrockman. Now Lewis, left side of the lane, spins in, puts up a shot with the right hand, rolls around, won't go, and knocked out of bounds. Elitch trying to control it, but knocked it out of bounds to the Crusaders.
That was the third three-pointer tonight for Jackson Maddox. The freshman's really showing that he has some prowess from beyond the arc.
Jumper for three from the near side wouldn't go for Hawkins. Lewis with a rebound for the Blue Devils. Lewis gets a screen from Elitch to get into front court. Now he's going to jump, put up a jumper from the right wing. That won't go. Talkovic with a rebound, gives it back to Lewis. Going to dribble left side and has his shot rejected out of bounds by Michael Vaughn.
Well-disciplined defense from Vaughn, timing the jump perfectly. Just it's been very difficult for Burgettstown to get any baskets. Bishop Canavan's playing tough defense.
Drew Allen, who has 18 points and sat for a while with three fouls, checks back in for Bishop Canavan. Jumper for three from Maltoni from the far side won't go. And Allen with the rebound. And Michael Vaughn walks it back up the floor for Bishop Canavan with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Allen right side, back out to Cross. Gave it to Hawkins. Hawkins dribbles to the right side. Near side to Allen. Cross looked at the three, now slices through the lane and puts up a shot that won't go, but drew a foul and will go to the line. Carson Talkovic picking up his second. The lone bucket so far in this fourth quarter, the three-pointer by Jackson Maddox. And now Jason Cross, Jr., misses on the first free throw. Mentioned he's headed to West Virginia to play football. Talented athlete. Gotten to watch him in football, now basketball as well. Second free throw for Cross is good. He's got a dozen. Trockman will bring it up the floor for Burgettstown. Gets into front court, pulls up at the lane, and boy, got in the air and almost didn't have anybody to pass it to, but he found Meltoni. A couple of shots won't go. Cox with a rebound, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. That won't go, and Cross, after the third miss for the Blue Devils, Cross gets the rebound.
Yeah, that's a worrisome feeling whenever you're a basketball player. You panic for that 1 second. You're stuck in the air.
Vaughn sees an opening, drives to the basket, and lays it in. He has nine. It's 58-26 for Bishop Canavan with 6:05 to play. Schrockman behind the back, pulls back out. Now to the top of the key. Cross got a hand on it, but Schrockman able to control. Free throw line. Elitch turnaround jumper, a little too strong. And Allen with a rebound. Hands to Vaughn. Now to Allen, top of the key, spins at the line, goes to the far corner. Jumper for three from Bennett, high off the rim, wouldn't go. Cross goes high for the rebound, goes after his own miss, then tipped up, and Vaughn couldn't get it. Vaughn gets his miss and puts it back up. That won't go. Cross gets it, and now it's finally hauled in by the Blue Devils, and we've got a Burgettstown timeout. 5:28 to go in the fourth, 58-26 in favor of Bishop Canavan, and we are coming right back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Bishop Canavan with a 58-26 lead over Burgettstown. Blue Devils with the basketball. Zach Trockman will bring it up the floor. Trockman gives to Maltoni on the right wing. Back to Trockman. Dot drives right down the lane and pushes one hard to the basket that will drop for him.
It's Burgettstown's first basket of this fourth quarter.
Cross in front court, gave up the dribble, goes to Allen underneath. Allen kicks it to the near corner. Jumper for three is good for Hawkins. He's got a couple of trays tonight. 61-28, just under 5 minutes to go. Trockman dribbles and goes to the near corner, and we've got a whistle. I think Cross picked up a foul with a push. His first foul.
That's pretty wild that that is Cross's first foul of the game with how much he's been defending the ball.
Yeah, he's been right in the middle of the action underneath the basket. That's just good discipline play. Lewis at the baseline turns, goes underneath, and Trockman taking a nice pass there and laying it up and in. Trockman with a dozen. Goes over 1,000 tonight for his career. Had a foul underneath. Lewis called for the foul, his second. Vaughn lobs it out to Cross at the top of the key. Goes back to Vaughn in the far corner. His three-point shot will not go. Lewis with a rebound for the Blue Devils. Long pass underneath, tipped by Cross. Gets through to Schrockman. He'll turn with his back to the basket and jump up and drop it in. Schrockman with 14. Vaughn quickly back up the other way, and we've got a Bishop Canavan timeout with 3:48 remaining in the fourth. 61-32 in favor of Bishop Canavan. And we'll be right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
30-second timeout for Bishop Canavan head coach Aaron McGee. His team has a 61-32 lead, just under 4 minutes to play. And Bishop Canavan with a basketball. Schrockman got hit in the nose there, I think, trying to take away that inbounds pass. Crusaders have it. Vaughn, left side. Chris Smith is in the ball game now for the Crusaders. Cross gave it to Allen. Now back to Vaughn as Crusaders just working the weave. Cross inside the free throw line, gives it off to Olds, and Olds cannot hit his shot, but he was fouled and fouled hard.
It looks like Schrockman may be a little bit bloody.
Talkovic took the shot, and that's exactly what Coach Brian Maltoni is talking to the official about. How does he bleed without a foul? We mentioned it on an inbounds play. He and Cross were going after a ball, and you could see right away that Schrockman got hit in the nose. So he's coming out now and getting some attention.
I'm not sure how legal it is to be getting attention from directly from the trainer while also being on the court.
Yeah, he's standing in the corner here. Yeah, that's what the official wants.
We're going to keep him in, though.
Okay.
That's interesting. I've never seen that before.
So DeMar Olds at the free throw line. He's got 5 points in limited duty tonight. He's a sophomore. Not sure what the holdup was there. But now Olds ready to shoot. First one good. 62-32 in favor of Bishop Canavan. 3:05 to play. Second free throw for Olds on the way. Off the rim short. Lewis with a rebound. Lewis brings it up the floor. Gives to Zach Schrockman. Schrockman gave it up to Cox. Now Talkovic, Lewis, top of the key, faked the three. Tried to give it to Cox at the free throw line. Now back underneath to Lewis, who's wide open for an easy lay-in. He has 13. Vaughn goes cross-court to Olds. Olds not in front court yet. Back to Vaughn. And Vaughn does split a couple of Blue Devils to get into front court. Goes to the near corner. Jumper for three by Smith. Missed. Long rebound, and Maltoni has it for Burgettstown, spins away from Olds and gives to Schrockman, who brings it into front court. Schrockman, baseline drive, and draws a foul, I believe. That will be on Eddie Benton. It is Eddie Benton, the third, with the foul, his first. Schrockman will shoot a pair with 2:08 to play.
Obviously, Bishop Canavan's begun to, move through the rotation a little bit and get some guys off the bench. And you've seen that really soften up the defense as Burgettstown's been able to get some opportunities off of some defensive miscommunications.
Yeah, starters all out of the game now for Bishop Canavan. Matthew Vaughn just checked in. Free throw was good. 62-35, and a whistle and a foul. Olds fouled, I believe, by Talkovic. That'll be his fourth. So Benton to inbound. Running clock now. Benton gets it into Olds. Olds pass off the foot of Cox. Talkovic has it. Now right side to Zach Schrockman. From the wing, he'll launch a three and hit it. Schrockman with 17. Benton takes the inbounds pass. Dribbles into front court. Almost lost it. Now ball goes into the corner to Matthew Vaughn. His pass angled out to Olds. Drives to the basket. Puts up a shot. Won't go. Talkovic with a rebound. Bring it up the floor for the Blue Devils. His pass off the hand of Maltoni, and then Olds went after it, and Olds touched it last before it went out of bounds. Again, clock running under a minute to go with the 62-38 lead. Long pass across the court to Schrockman. Tried to lay it up and in, going over one of the Crusaders defenders, and shot no good, but Schrockman will go to the line after the foul called on Chris Smith. So Zach Schrockman, the senior, 17 points at the line to shoot a pair. Clock stopped with 32 seconds to go, and Schrockman coaxes that one across the front of the rim. Second free throw on the way for Schrockman. That one won't go. Lewis tips it, but into the hands of Olds, who pushes it up the other way for Bishop Canavan. He'll put up a shot that won't go. 26 seconds to go. Schrockman hurrying the other direction. Put up a floater in the lane and hit it. That gets him to his average of 20. Benton into front court with 14 seconds to go. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds by Talkovic. Crusaders probably don't even have to inbound it here with the clock running and time winding down. It's going to be a 62-41 win for Bishop Canavan. They defeat the Burgettstown Blue Devils and end Burgettstown's season. And we'll recap it when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back here at Bishop Canavan, and while the end result not what the Blue Devils wanted, a nice little ceremony for Zach Schrockman scoring his 1,000th point tonight. Ends up with 21 on the night. And again, a nice little ceremony and taking some photos. And Schrockman wants his teammates to come out and join him. And, you know, a number of seniors on this Blue Devils team. And, you know, obviously, again, disappointing finish for them, Jack, and their season coming to an end. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see their season come to an end. But, you know, they shared a lot of special moments and one right now that they'll always remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, not the outcome overall that they wanted tonight, but this is still a moment shouldn't be overlooked for the senior Zach Schrockman. Great career. This is the final game here tonight. Four of those Burgettstown starters were seniors, so, you know, lots of turnover heading into next season, but they can all be happy with themselves. They had a good season and a good career.
You know, we talked about it. Blue Devils played hard. They, you know, despite the big deficit, never quit. Played, you know, you saw them offensively and defensively just, you know, hanging right in there and fighting until the very end, even though the outcome had been decided for quite a while. So you really respect that about what they did, but you also admire the talent level on this Bishop Canavan team.
Absolutely. They had their game plan. They executed it perfectly. Jason Cross did a great job, especially on the defensive end, making plays, getting hands on the ball, creating turnovers, which led to offensive scores. And then Drew Allen, the sophomore forward, really had a great game tonight, just really doing it all offensively, making moves, finishing through contact, making plays all around for himself and for his teammates. Just an impressive, impressive showing from this Bishop Canavan team.
Leading scorer on the night is Zach Schrockman with 21 points. Also in double figures for the Blue Devils, I have James Lewis with 13 for Bishop Canavan. Drew Allen leading the way with 18 points. Jason Cross I had with 12, and Jackson Maddox with 11. And, you know, Allen with 18, he sat a while because he picked up three fouls, but he was really impressive, and Cross as well. You know, Cross doing a lot of the things that maybe don't show up in the score sheet. So his effect on the game probably a lot bigger than just the 12 points would show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, he just was everywhere. Wherever the ball was, it seemed like Jason Cross was there making a play and just really disrupting the flow of the Burgettstown offense.
We've got a player of the game to name, and we will do that. Our player of the game is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Bishop Canavan, a final score of 62-41 as the Crusaders defeat Burgettstown. Bishop Canavan will advance to face the Fort Cherry Winchester Thurston winner. They're playing tonight as well. And we've decided on our player of the game. Again, we talked about Allen, we talked about Jason Cross, and we have settled, or I guess at least I have, on Drew Allen.
I agree. I would say Allen really just showed out tonight as that sophomore. He, a guy who looks like he has some building to do on his frame and is already a bit of a physical presence, but it was a very impressive performance from the sophomore Drew Allen.
Just a reminder, we've got more high school basketball playoff action coming your way tomorrow night. AA girls Fort Cherry against Southside Area. Thursday night, Pine Richland at Peters Township. That's a 6A girls game, and then we'll look at the weekend and see what games we have available to us. We've got AA WPIAL wrestling Friday night and Saturday on 1450 AM, the WPIAL championships for AA, AAA Southern Sectional online at WJPA.com, and again, we'll look Had some basketball action there as well. Just keep an eye on our sports page at WJPA.com. Everything we've got coming up is listed down the right-hand side, and you can even look a little further into the future there as well, into at least the next month ahead and beyond. I want to thank both head coaches for their assistance tonight. We just got a final score. The Trinity girls winners tonight 59-54 over Woodland Hills. So they will advance and play on Friday. So certainly a game we'll be looking at on Friday, among others. So again, our sports page will let you know where we're going to be. So check that out at WJPA.com. Thanks to the coaches and everybody who helped us out here tonight. We certainly appreciate their efforts. And also thanks to our crew here at Bishop Canavan, our WJPA Washington studio producer, Bill Chapo, and also Dave Anthony, our floor director here at Bishop Canavan, Jason Tennant. And on the cameras tonight, Cole Keller and Luke Andrasek. For my partner, Jack Sacco, I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us. Your final score, Bishop Canavan defeats Burgettstown 62-41 in the AAWPIAL first-round playoff contest. Glad you've been with us. Join us again, and this has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.